Thank you, Steve. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. I've been following all the Hurricane Florence news throughout the weekend. The death toll now, I believe, at 23. Ryan Burrow is still on the scene. You still in Fayetteville, North Carolina, Ryan?
I am, yeah. And we just got an update. ABC News just confirmed that a one-year-old has died in Union County as a result of a car that got swept away. Mom was able to get out. The kid, unfortunately, got out of her grasp, and she was unable to rescue the child. So we've got another death to report. And that's the concern right now. You know, the governor came out yesterday and said this is the deadly period. This is the most dangerous time because, first of all, the sun is out. The hurricane is gone. It's away, but you've still got a lot of downed trees. You've still got a lot of flooded out roadways. You've got power out, and you've got rivers that are trying to get to the ocean. And as a result, the Cape Fear River, which I'm staring at right now, actually right alongside the bridge here, is at 50 feet. It's expected to get to 62 feet. And by the way, the flood stage is 35 feet. So this is expected to start filling up some of these nearby neighborhoods. There's a mandatory evacuation for anyone who lives within a mile of either bank of this river. And that being said, I've talked to numerous people who live in that mile, and they're not going anywhere. They plan to stay.
Ryan, I heard you over the weekend with Brian Noonan, actually, yesterday, mentioning that many of the deaths, or several of the deaths, have been in car-related incidents, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of traffic crashes involving people who, you know, may not be able to see. There may be debris in the road. And to be honest with you, there are a lot of intersections here where the lights don't work. And I don't know about you, but when you drive up to an intersection, whether you see a green light or red light, you expect to make a decision. But when you don't see any light, you keep going.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the problem, is people don't realize intersections are coming up. So now that it's sunny outside, hopefully a lot of that is getting sorted out. And a lot of these are now four-way stops where they've got some kind of indication. But that being said, I mean, it's still pretty dangerous out here driving.
And what are the totals for, like, water on the roadways? How many inches at the highest points?
Yeah, you know, it all kind of depends on where you're at. Wilmington obviously has quite a bit of flooding, to the extent of which we know now that actually most of the city is cut off. You can't get in or out of Wilmington right now. Where I am here, downtown has some problems. They're doing some construction work, and a lot of where the construction is flooded. It's just a low-lying area, and so the water has kind of risen up above some of these major roads. We're being told more than 100 roads across North Carolina have been completely shut down at this point, including I-95 and I-40. I-95 is what you take to get from New York to Miami. I mean, it's a pretty large, you know, pretty big road that a lot of people travel, and they're actually encouraging people to kind of go around North Carolina, use Virginia, and shoot across down to Tennessee and scoot down that way, as opposed to trying to come through the eastern part of the city, of the state, I should say.
They chopping down a tree right now?
No, it's a gentleman parked next to me just started playing music. You know, on this bridge, because there is, you know, because it's sunny out, people are finally able to get out of their homes. There's no school today. A lot of people are standing on the bridge right now, and they're looking down at this massive river that's basically taking down whole trees.
Jeez.
So it's kind of like a tourist event right now, you know, unfortunately, knowing that this thing's going to rise maybe to the point of the bridge itself.
That's so scary.
Awful, awful. Can they even guess at this point, Ryan, when there's a return to normalcy, or is that too hard to predict?
You know, it's going to be slow. I can tell you that we just got an update from Duke Energy. There's still 500,000 people in the Carolinas without power. There's still several thousand people here that I've talked to have been out without power for 4 days. And, you know, obviously that makes things very, very difficult. And then you've got these floodwaters. How high are they going to rise? If it gets up to 62 feet, how many homes are going to be impacted by that? And obviously, with people still being in those homes, there's an opportunity for some water rescues. Now, people are standing by. I've seen some, looks like National Guard helicopters, maybe Coast Guard helicopters fly overhead, just kind of monitoring the region as far as we know. Unfortunately, you know, those people got to make decisions quick, or, you know, it could be very, very difficult times coming up for them very soon.
Saw some people over the weekend being interviewed, and they said, okay, we were wrong, we should have left.
Yeah, right.
But yet there are still some holdouts. As you mentioned, people you talk to are still not giving up the ship.
You kind of feel for some of these people. Many of them don't have anywhere to go.
Yeah.
They don't feel comfortable in shelters. You know, so some of us are fortunate enough to be able to avoid an area and maybe stay at a hotel, but, you know, many of us aren't able to do that, you know, especially when you've got 3-4 kids, or you've got grandma, or you've got someone with health needs. You know, packing up and sitting in a hotel for 5 days is not the easiest. A lot of people say, well, why don't I just hunker down and hang out here? At least I know where everything is, you know?
Ryan, I'm curious about the hotel situation. Now, you're staying in a hotel, right?
I am, yeah.
All right, so when people come in and all the rooms in the hotel are sold out, do they find a place somewhere in the hotel for those people? Or what do they tell the people who come in and they're just out of rooms?
No, the nice thing is with cell phones now, a lot of people are calling ahead, but I witnessed the front desk person telling multiple people who called in, we've got no room. And the thing is, it's not just evacuees and reporters who are filling up all of these rooms, but a lot of these crews, construction crews and electricity crews from across the country, you know, they've got to stay somewhere and they've got to eat and they've got, you know, so that takes up a lot of resources in the area. Now, I can tell you that a lot of these evacuees are very, very anxious to get home.
Yeah.
And as a result, a lot of them have been leaving, even if they don't know if there's power back at home. They don't know if there are grocery stores open back home. They don't care. They've been sitting in a hotel room with their two dogs for 4 days, and they want to get out, you know, and so they're willing to make that sacrifice.
And you want to get back home to assess the damage and see what it is you have to do so you can turn things into motion.
You know, the idea, you know, initially that, hey, this is going to be vacation, you know, we get to go to a different town and stay in a hotel for a few days. Yeah, eventually reality sets in and you start worrying about what's going on back at home. Is everything safe? Is it flooded? Is the power back? Am I fine to go back? How are my neighbors doing? You know, what kind of damage do I have? So, yeah, that's you know, it starts to set in pretty quickly.
And I saw on the news footage of there were several dogs in a kennel that the water was rising and it showed people rescuing them. It's just really a sad situation any way you look at it.
Yeah, I saw that video. You know, we mentioned, I think last time we spoke, about how you wanted to tie Bill to a tree.
Yeah.
No, I did that.
I mentioned that.
That is not my exact quote.
I thought you said that. All right.
But no, I mean, it's you know, you... It's hard to get in people's heads as to why they do these things. You know, a lot of us think that, well, nature will take care of itself. You know, the horses and the dogs know how to get out and do things. But, you know, it's heartbreaking at times. There are actually wild horses here in North Carolina, and they've been found safe. So that's good. I didn't realize that there was a herd of wild horses, and they get checked up on occasionally.
Wait, that still exists? There's still horses running around?
That's what I read. I don't know where this is. I guess I didn't read that in depth into the story, but we got some editorial that said that the horses are okay.
Yeah, I think it's on an island, right, Ryan? Did you say an island?
Yeah, might be the case. Right. Yeah.
That's so cool.
An island completely run by horses, Steve? Are you sure?
Well, the mayor's are real horses.
All right. Yeah, now
they should make a movie of that.
Well, Ryan, when do you venture home?
You know, I don't know yet. We're waiting to see. This is as sad as it sounds, you know, usually when there's some kind of casualty or national disaster, the president comes in and you know, does his piece, and that kind of is a good indication that, okay, everything is kind of wrapped up here. We don't know. The president is supposed to come at some point in the coming days, whenever it's safe. We don't know when that's going to be. So it sounds like we're going to hang out at least until we figure out what the White House's plans are, if he's going to visit, if he's going to helicopter over. We just don't know at this point.
How's the cell phone service out there?
Actually, great. This has been one of those storms where it's been mostly a rain event. So, you know, we've had a lot of power outages and, you know, obviously we've had, I don't know if I told you this, but my hotel was out of power for a few days, which made for some interesting times. By the way, a hotel without power is a whole new beast. That is...
What floor were you on?
I was on 4. Elevators don't work, but, you know, all of a sudden, you know, when you've got bathroom concerns and heating concerns and moisture everywhere and dogs and, you know, it's... staying at the embassy suites when there's no power is a little bit different than staying in the embassy suites when there
and
is power. That's
Wendy,
for sure.
You know Ryan. He demands a continental breakfast.
Oh,
he demands it.
I do.
Yep. All right.
Although you think when a hotel is full, I don't know if every hotel has like a big banquet room, but you'd almost think they'd set up makeshift cots and such to accommodate more people.
They do the best they can, but I mean, reality is they've only got X number of employees to manage all of this. Now, at one point during the outage, I mean, they literally just threw all their food out on the counter and said, go ahead and eat it. I mean, because it's... probably going to go bad.
Spoil.
You know, we don't know how long it's going to last. So, you know, you've got food kind of everywhere. No one can see. Everyone's walking around with flashlights. It's difficult. And for many of those people, they were evacuees. They went to Fayetteville so they could get away from that kind of, you know, situation. So, yeah.
Well, good luck to you.
All right. Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks,
restaurants
Ryan.
Are open, so I'm happy about that. So
all
that's,
right.
That's good news.
Get some cottage fries. Thanks, Ryan.
Take care.
That's my advice to him.
I don't like your advice, and I'm glad you're not out covering the stories.
No, me too. I wonder if he wanted to get closer, if they would allow that. You know?
He said as long you can do whatever you want, as long as you're not going to die. He said that on Friday, remember?
Yeah.
He said there aren't really big restraints, but you don't want to interfere with rescue efforts.
Right, sure.
Or, I mean, with all this downed power and water.
Very dangerous.
It doesn't go well together.
Very, very dangerous. All right, that's our own Ryan Burrow. He is in Fayetteville, North Carolina, reporting live. We'll take a quick break and then more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.